Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Have you ever sat down with a cup of coffee and really thought about business? Have you ever really thought about what business is really all about? I'd like you just to consider going just a little bit deeper than most people do when they think about business. Business is about people. It's about people exchanging ideas. It's one person exchanging an idea to another person and having that person accept that idea or not accept it. So, if you think about it, if we don't have communications and if we don't have good communications, how can we express our ideas? Communication is everything because business is about one person or one company expressing their ideas and how they can help another company. If you don't have the right communications, you're not going to attract the right people or the right business. If you don't have the right communications and the right understanding, and the right understanding of business because you've been communicating with people, you are not going to be able to hire the right people who are then going to communicate with other people. And you've got the problem of communication inside your organization. If you don't have a harmonious group of people all trying to communicate with each other, you have nothing but confusion, stress, and business just doesn't get done. So the point that I'm trying to make is the better your communication is, the better your business is. The better you understand people, the better you can feel what people feel, the better you can understand what people go through. Can you really understand what your customers go through? Are you able to communicate with them and talk to them on their level? Can you really understand what your employees go through, your coworkers during the day? Can you really understand what their job description is and what's expected of them? And are they able to actually complete it? Have you given them the tools to complete it? Have you set up the environment? Are you giving them the support that they need? Are you leading them in the way that they need to be led so they can understand how to communicate with you and how to communicate with other people? Communication is the answer. There is nothing else. If you have great communication skills, you can surround yourself with everything else that you need. You need communications when you're dealing with a phone company to put new phone systems in or to build a new building. Or something as simple as walking into a restaurant and ordering your meal and understanding you're going to get exactly what you want because you were very clear. If we're not clear in our communications, we will not be successful. We will not get what we need. We will not get what we want out of our business. We will have high turnover in employees. And the employees that do stay aren't going to do a great job. So we will always be in confusion. We will always be in strife because we haven't mastered the art of communication and we haven't helped our coworkers establish the art of communication. And today there are many ways to communicate. Social media, LinkedIn, your website, your marketing materials. Communication is just everywhere. So take a few moments. Sit down, think about it. Think about what you're saying. Think about how you're communicating. Listen to yourself when you talk. Listen to yourself when you're expressing your thoughts and ideas, when you're giving someone a sales presentation. And a sales presentation could be a meeting that you're having with your staff trying to sell an idea. It could be something that you're selling to a customer. Or you could be selling yourself and trying to convince yourself that you are just fine and don't have to up your game. It's not the way we want to communicate. We want to have an open mind. We want to understand. We want to create trust, because people know that when we say something, we really mean it. We're being clear. They understand what to do. And what does that create? It creates profit. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.